As you can see, I own some pretty nice equipment. So does my neighbor. Naturally, we both use Maxell. Recording tape used by more people with sophisticated equipment than any other brand. But while he uses Maxell UDXL1 for that, I prefer XL2 for quieter music.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Oblivion. This is Radio Oblivion. Radio Oblivion.
Radio Oblivion.
Burn, baby.
Grandpunk.com. Music, wild sounds, and rock and roll.
Good gooka mooka, just a look at me. I got a little girl, sweet as she can be.
Mojo,
right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network.
I want everybody to hit the floor.
Tuned in to Radio Oblivion, episode number 43, Fiends, the third annual No Halloween Show. And I'm Michael Kaiser, right back behind the mic after skipping out on the last go-round. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a few moments. But this is where I provide better living through discarded music with wild sounds and rock and roll, right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. And we start off the show knocking your earbones around with The Plague doing Go Away. Taking off the Teenage Shutdown, I'm a no-count volume. Listen up, we just got back from a trip out to California. In fact, that's why I missed the last episode of Radio Oblivion. It's been 3 years since we moved away, and I didn't ever have any intention of going back. I figured we got enough room out here. If y'all want to see me, come on out. But the in-laws duped me and sent plane tickets out for the whole family. But a few cool things about being out there, number one, was I got to see my longest and best friend, Super Dave, who is now an avid listener of Radio Oblivion. So we welcome you aboard, Super Dave, and encourage you to blow your radio up, baby. Hey, and on the very same day that I spent time with Super Dave, we also got to spend time with my other best friend, my best man and mi hermano, George Sect Maniac, and his lovely wife, Miss Melinda. And George Hand delivered me the brand new 4-song split EP Betwixt the Jinxes and the Teutonics on Boss Hoss Records. You know, George is skin pounder extraordinaire in the Jinxes. Hey, while I was out there, I also made it to a show, the first show I've been to since we moved out to Tennessee. In fact, the last show I ever been to was a show put on by George with Real Boss Hoss Productions out there. I'll tell you a little bit more about this show maybe in the next break, but right now we're gonna start off this next set with the Jinxes. And this pounder is called I'm Jinxed.
double double drip. I drink. I'm going insane.
Duo on Radio Oblivion. Wow.
Yeah.
That shit, she said, yeah, fella, don't you give on nothing. If he don't like you, you better run. She's pulling out a gun. Back away.
radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Three with Michael Kaiser right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network, garagepunk.com.
Hey, get right.
Start off that set with the Teutonics, the flip side of that split 7-inch with the Jinxes. That was, bear with me, my Dutch ain't too swift here. Calm Mar Hair, I looked it up, it means come here. Those boys sounded like they had quite a few gin and Teutonics before that recording. Oh, sorry about that. I couldn't resist. So let me tell you about that show that I attended while I was out in California. So I'm perusing Facebook at the in-laws' house, and oh, by the way, Radio Oblivion's on Facebook. You can find it there at facebook.com/Radio Oblivion. That's RadioBlivion. And I saw a post about the very last show for the Guilty Hearts up in L.A., and Howie Pyro responded to that. Said he couldn't make it because he was DJing a show on that very same night. And it was in Anaheim at the Juke Joint. That was just down the road a piece from me. And it was featuring the Voodoo, who I hadn't seen in over a decade. And I had to see them while I was out there. So we just played the Voodoo doing that chick. An extra special treat that night was Haunted George was playing. Haunted George, of course, Steve Palo from the amazing Necessary Evils. And before that, bass man extraordinaire from the legendary Beguiled. Great set by him. We played Broken Hearted Gypsy. And also that night was Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds playing. They were playing well after my bedtime, but I figured I needed to catch a couple of tracks by them. That stretched into a full hour. It was great. Start off the set with an awesome cover of the Gun Club's Sex Beat. We'll play the Gun Club later on in the show, but we played Pumpkin Pie by Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds off their brand new album, Dracula Boots. And they got me thinking of Cap Falco's Panther Burns. So we're gonna play their version of Roger and the Gypsies Pass the Hatchet.
Oh, pass off the hatchet, baby. Oh,
they come, the harder they fall. Let me chop it, let me chop it, let me chop it.
Thunderbird.
Grand Surf Savage Stomp by Francis the Cavaliers, taken off the Music Alley website, musicalley.com. That was Emotep. And before that was the Jestix doing Rock and Fury, taken off the Digging Out album on Mr. Manicotti Records. You can get to them through Norton Records. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. NortonRecords.com. Preceding that, another one off of Music Alley. Out of Indiana, there's a band called The Empires doing the Imperial March. And before that was the Casual Airs doing Thunderbird. And starting off the set was the Soul Continentals doing Gooba. And you are in the middle. Is this the middle? You're in the middle of episode number 43 of Radio Oblivion, the third annual No Halloween Show with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. GaragePunk.com. It'd be a good point right now to remind you all to get over to the Garage Punk Hideout and join up over there at hideout.garagepunk.com. We have well over 3,000 members now, all mentioning and discussing and relishing and bathing in wild sounds, primitive music, and culture. So now, once again, this is the third annual No Halloween Show, but yet next month is the third anniversary of Radio Oblivion. And I just can't wrap my mind around that. I don't see how that works out. So I asked Miss Kaiser about it. She tried to explain it to me, but it's not sticking to the brain, friends. But regardless, next month, November, is the third anniversary of Radio Oblivion. And hey, I want to mention to you that I opened up a new Radio Oblivion shop on Zazzle. You can get there, Zazzle.com/Radio Oblivion. Put up some new t-shirts and some stickers over there. There's a new t-shirt design based on the cover art for this very episode. The Starkweather design. Now, of course, the old Radio Oblivion shop that's on Cafe Press is still there, because there's no sense in taking down a perfectly good shop. Not yet, anywho. And coming up next, we've got another track off of MusicAlley.com. There's a band called The Scrams doing a track called Flea Market Rock, and they're out of New Mexico. They're right in Steve Terrell's backyard, Steve Terrell of the Big Enchilada, who, by the way, just posted up a grand Halloween spooktacular.
Yeah.
I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio.
Once upon a time I was walking down the street. I reached in my pocket, tried to find myself a nigga down, so I tried to find me big time so deep. Wonder why all these things on my head are seeing a little light. Ha ha. Trying to figure it out because it was all this hunger I was trying to fight.
episode number 43 with Michael Kaiser. No Halloween, none of the time, here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network, garagepunk.com. Start off that set with the Chasers doing a great version of D. Clark's Hey Little Girl that was taken off the Garage Punk Unknown's 4LP box set on Crypt Records, cryptrecords.com. And then after that, the Midnighters with I Found a Peanut taken off the Norton Records release In the Midnight Hour. Had to play that one because of Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds do a great version of that on their album. They did a great version live too. Fancied it up a bit with a capo and some slide get fiddle. Yeah, baby. Ended up with the Collection doing Savage Lost, taking off the Psychedelic Experience compilations. Hey, backing up to Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, their live set. When they played I Found a Peanut, Kid Congo started off the song with an allusion to Lux Interior, and everybody knew what he was talking about, was cheering and going ape. But then he immediately made a reference to the Midnighters. And only about three or four folks in that place knew what he was talking about. That was kind of disconcerting. Bah. Hey folks, I don't just spin the records on Radio Oblivion every 3 weeks or so. In the meantime, I spend a lot of time over at blip.fm sharing tracks that are essential, everybody should hear. You can find me over there at blip.fm/Michael Kaiser. You can set up your own account and learn me a thing or two as well. If you're a microblogger type of person, make sure to follow Radio Oblivion on Twitter. That's twitter.com/Radio Oblivion. RadioBlivion. All right, I promised you a song by the Gun Club. And here we go. This is Fire Spirit.
I can see clearly from the time of eyes. I'm going to the mountain with a fire spirit. No one will accept all of me. So the fire will stop. Up through the street and the gunfire of cars. I'm going to the mountain with a fire spirit. And no one will take all of me. So the fire will stop. I will be cheating the whole ritual world. I'm going to the mountain with a fire spirit. And no one will expect all of me. So the fire will stop.
Do-it-yourself radio.
Bad Teen Generate with Savage off the Smash Hits compilation on Estrus Records. You remember Estrus Records? I sure do. And before that, the band that everybody's talking about, the Vila 666, doing No Puedo Var. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Radio Oblivion, episode number 43. The third annual No Halloween Show.
Taboo had a lover many years ago. Her lover proved.
Now remember, kids, next month, November show is the third anniversary show of Radio Oblivion. So make sure you come by for a listen. We're going to try and round up some neat things for you. But then again, we may not.
Taboo, make me love you so much. Taboo.
Hey, in the meantime, why don't you come on over to Michael Kaiser's house at Michael Kaiser's house, HAUS, .blogspot.com. Read some of my knuckleheaded rantings. And hey, in the sidebar there, there's one of them neat little Google Call Me widgets. You can click on that and punch in your phone number and Google will call you and then call me and leave a neat little message. We'll play it on a show. And hey, we'll see you next month for Radio Oblivion episode number 44. I'm Michael Kaiser, providing you better living through discarded music with wild sounds and rock and roll. Every 3 weeks or so right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. It's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. I'm out, turkeys.
Fellows, get your Remco radio at your favorite toy store. From $3.95 to $9.95, every boy wants a Remco toy.